Warning, this podcast contains a lot of bad puns. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to the EDH Retcast. My name is Joey Schultz and I'm joined as always by my fantastic co-hosts. First up, he puts the tricks in Strixhaven. It's Matt Morgan.
You know, Joey, I heard Dane actually was caught chewing on an electrical cord, so his wife had to ground him, actually. But he's doing better currently, and you might say he's conducting himself a little bit better.
Okay, wait, Matt, is he conducting himself? Is he Thunder Conductor or a Thunder Collector? Because it says two different things on his card.
Jewel not believe just what he was doing exactly, actually. I'm not sure what exactly, but...
I was going to tell you that I found where all the dads keep their jokes, and they call it the database.
I like that one. You know what? For EDH Rec as a data website, that's like an A+ dad joke right there.
EDH Rec is a parental guide now. That's how it's supposed to be.
By the time this show airs, I will have gotten to actually play in-person EDH with a couple of friends who have also been vaccinated for the first time in over a year. So I'm just really excited about that. So yay for in-person Commander once again for the first time in a long time.
That's really heartwarming. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that, man.
Yeah, Dane, I'm glad that you had that outlet to play some Commander, man.
No! Oh, Matt, you're... That was terrific. But no.
I get it. Okay. You're pretty shocked at how well these puns are coming. I get it.
Some neighborhood kids went around after Halloween last week and smashed all the jack-o'-lanterns. Luckily, I found a local pumpkin patch to fix them.
Pumpkin patch. Dang it. Patch. Okay. Well done, both of you. Y'all are absolutely, absolutely killing it. That's totally great. This is one of my favorite intros for a while. I love this.
Joey, I recently learned that all falcons can live to be 12 to 15 years old or so, which means all of them were born in 21st century. So technically, every falcon is a millennial falcon. You know, Joey, I invented a chicken-proof lawn the other day, and I must say the design is impeccable. You know, back in the old days, Joey, excessive use of commas was considered a serious crime, and it usually resulted in a very long sentence.
Doing so supports both the site and the show.
Now, say you're feeling really amped up and you want to support the show directly, you can do so over at patreon.com/EDHRetcast. We have Patreon tiers of all sorts of levels, whether you want to join the dad group chat that we have going on over there in our Discord for all of our patrons. You can do that. There's all sorts of real bad puns, and you might say it really sparked something in me to want to do this intro.
April is almost here, which means everyone's taxes are due. So I just want to ask you, Joey, did you pay the one for that spell?
I spent my entire life savings on a whole bunch of pasta, and I think it was worth every penny. I got a shirt that has rows of corn on it, and I must say I've never been so comfortable in a crop top before. So, Joey, I bought a Tesla, and I'm worried that if somebody stole it from me, they'd have to call it an Edison.
I'm not going to do well presenting a podcast this episode, and I'm sorry, but Matt, you're taking me on a ride.
Joey, I know some of these jokes, they might hurt, but we got a show to get through. You got to pull it together, bud.
Why does Soren Markov not have any friends?
Dana, I have no idea. Is it because he's stuck in stone somewhere?
Because he's such a pain in the neck, Joey.
Oh, if
you think back about it, his relationship with Nahiri was pretty rocky. Things with Avacyn disintegrated very, very quickly. And, you know, he's never going to realize it's his own fault because he's incapable of self-reflection.
Dang, Matt, Dana's coming for your dad joke.
That was rapid fire. That was more than I gave Dana credit for, so bravo.
Why, thank you.
It only took you since Commander 2017 to come up with those.
Right. I've been working on that little bit for years.
That was epic.
In Mortify and Putrefy, which are like, you know, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, but...
That was a stretch.
I'm sorry.
Matthew Morgan.
When we get to the 3-mana slot, those are the things that tend to jump to my mind as just being kind of the ultimate Swiss Army knife for solving your problem.
Yeah, any given deck only has so much bandwidth in its deck. Like, you really have to find out, like...
Keep going. You're fine.
I'm just letting you have your moment of enjoyment.
I'm just having a conniption over here. It's okay. I've never heard this many dad jokes in one setting.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, my ex broke up with me. She said I was too obsessed with comic books, but I don't really think I have that many issues.
That's, well, Matt, I'm just glad to see that you're still very animated.
I'm surprised you're not marveling a little more at this, this dad joke.
I DC what you did there.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Joey, what do you call the out-of-control food truck that killed Edgar Markov?
I congratulate it. I know that. But what do you call it?
Buffet the Vampire Slayer.
Dang it.
So kind of like Mortality Spear, kind of like Deadly Rollick, where it's got a dynamic mana cost, essentially. It's not a static one. It's dynamic. And yet... I chose these cards specifically to slip that one in on
you. Wow.
Tickled him.
Someone send help.
Joey, I want to tell you a chemistry joke, but I'm afraid there's going to be no reaction, so might hold off on it.
I got that one, and I'm proud of myself. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're proud of yourself. I was trying to get a job working at an ice cream store because I told them I only want to work on Sundays.
Oh man, you know what, Matt? That right there, that story, that's a real scoop.
It's a rocky road to finding employment out
man,
there.
Man, it's nuts.
I would have more punts for you, but I butter pecan somebody my own size.
There's a whole lot of situations where Bolt Bend is functionally a second copy of Deflecting Swad.
I love that card so much. I love this challenge.
Yeah, Bolt Bend can sock it right into that same spot in the deck. And it's so good. Yeah, I really like this pick, Dana.
Matt, you are amazing. You are on tonight. I don't even know what you've been into, but it's working for you. Keep with it.
You know, I was recently informed that it's actually inappropriate to make a dad joke if you are not actually a dad. Some would say it's a faux pas. So I definitely apologize for all of that.
Matt, are you a Gilder Baron? Because, oof.
Wow.
Come on, that was a good
response. I wish you could see the disappointment on my face right now.